You're gonna breed me. But that's fucking crazy. You can't just tie me to a bed for 9 months and force me to give birth. Please. I'll do anything else. Anything you want. Just not that. I'm not ready to be a mom. No, you can't. You're completely insane. This is fucked up. Stop it. Get away from me. Get away. Please. Look, listen. I'm sorry. Okay. I get it. I really, really do. I know I ruined your childhood, but this is so much worse than anything I ever did to you. Please, I'm begging you, just let me go. I won't tell anyone, I swear. We can just pretend this never happened, okay? Oh God, no. You fuck my ass. You can come to my throat, whatever you want. Just don't bring me, please. Anything but that. Anything. Get out. I don't want this. You hear me? You motherfucker. I never did evil shit like this to you. I'm gonna kill you. You hear me? I'm gonna slit your fucking throat and watch you choke to death. What I did in school is gonna pale compared to the unholy fucking shitstorm I'm gonna rain down on you. Do you hear me? You son of a bitch. You're fucked. Shit, you fuck. You're gonna burn in hell for this, do you know that? And you know what? I'm gonna be there too. I'm gonna torment you forever. You'll never know a moment's peace. Do you hear me? And if by some fucking miracle you keep me locked down enough, long enough to have this baby, I'm gonna kill that little fucker too. I will feed him to you piece by fucking piece and watch you choke on it. Then we'll see how funny it is. Shut up. I'm not coming because of you and your little icon dick. I'm getting off thinking about all the ways I'm gonna torture your sorry ass. That's all it is. So, fuck you, cocksucker. You can't, huh? About to make the biggest mistake of your pathetic, sad little life. If you spend shit in me, you're dead. Do you hear me? Dead. Do it. I dare you. A true fucking dog dare you. Go ahead and blast it in me. See what happens. Might as well eat a bullet while you're at it. Cause that's... I'm coming. Oh God, I can't. God. I hate you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're dead. You are fucking dead, man. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I am going to tear you down.
Sooner or later, you're going to pay.
You left Heather to stew in her seething rage. The sperm you'd pumped inside of her began to seep from her pussy, pulling on the sheets beneath her. For 9 long months, you keep her locked in that room, never allowing her to see the sun or even take a breath of fresh air. You did keep her well fed and tended to her, taking extra care to ensure that she couldn't harm the baby growing inside her. After a while, she accepted your fate. On the day of your first delivery, you strapped her to the bed once more and watched her writhe in the throes of childbirth. She clawed and cursed at you in a frenzy of obscenity so vile you could barely understand her. But, even still, you stroked her hair and whispered your encouragement to her as she screamed in pain and pushed your daughter out into the world. In the years to come, she'll go on to bear many healthy children for you. Despite her threats of vengeance, Sue would spend her entire life as nothing more than a broodmare. And while she lived a life of agony and despair, plotting retribution that would never come, you raise her daughter, you raise your children in the world above to be kind and compassionate, as she never could be.